A wall was broken by a robot, marking the beginning of work to the center. It will include cutting-edge tools such as 3D printers, space for entrepreneurs and small business owners, as well as a lab for STEM students to work in. Joel Gordon, the Launchpad director, says just like a library, the Regional Innovation Hub will be available as a resource.
So if teachers want to come here and they want to teach a class, then we'll be their host. They can use our equipment, they use everything they teach their class. If the school would prefer that we teach a class, we'll do that too. If they just want to come in and work on a project, a lot of the robotics teams, we have a homeschool robotics team, a lot of times don't have the equipment to do what they need to do to be in these robotics competitions, and we want to be able to help them with that.
Among those attending the ceremony was 15-year-old Jackson Lowry with the robots team.
This is actually going to be a huge part of what we do, and I can't wait for this to be finished and it to be up. It's going to be a lot of fun because it's going to be a massive educational experience and a chance for us to meet a whole lot of entrepreneurs and business people.
Governor Mike Beebe says that the U.S. lacks enough people pursuing the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math because they were intimidated by the subjects when they were young. Gordon says through the center, students and people with expertise in their fields can learn and inspire each other.
We can show them what you're doing right now that you're loving and really excited about. You can grow up and do that for a living. And here are people who do it. And they're in this space with you. And you can meet them and work with them. And maybe you get an internship right out of high school. Maybe you go straight into a job. Maybe you go into tech school because you discover that's what you want to do. Or right into college to be an engineer or to be a scientist. Whatever it is. It's the idea that you have to show them that it's a straight path. It's not this curving road where you have to wander all over the place.
Gordon says funding for the nonprofit center comes from the state, city, and industry funding. For KUAR News, I'm Kay Shenanda. In Little Rock, I'm Kay Shenanda.